I started this on Friday, and I thought that it was worth continuing into this week as we wrap up 2022. You have Work in Progress that does a fantastic job on their Sunday show, and whenever they fill in, they bring the drop of the year. You know, it's just that type of year, that time of year, I guess, to where we sum up some of the best moments, some of the low points, everything that is the ticket. I feel like highlighting the worst moments. That's kind of what makes it beautiful. And I thought we could do an e-break of the year. And to clarify, we are, as a show, the five of us here in studio are going to vote today and tomorrow. And then on Friday, during the normal e-break time at 7:55, we're going to bring the top three winners. We had a winner on Friday. We're going to have a winner today. And then we're going to have another winner tomorrow. And then normal time on Friday, we will have the P1's vote for the e-break of the year. And today, I thought we would just do a best of Norm e-breaks for the year because there are so many good ones. I had to actually pare it down to just five. And since we have five audio cuts to get to, we're just not going to have time to take our normal callers. So let's dive right in and let's start with what happened yesterday, which I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. And be the, just because it was the most recent, it was the best. But to open the Normathon yesterday, we had a classic Norm e-break with Peter King on his way out. We have Norm getting his information and his interview notes from Wikipedia, and it coincided with a phone failure of some kind, divine intervention, what have you. And it made for an incredible moment with Peter King.
I'll just say one other thing. I do think that Tua, really, if this is a lingering problem, you know, he may have to think about stepping away for a while. But, you know, we'll see what the doctors say.
Finally, Peter, over the years, we've talked so many times. I've heard you so many times at the Musers. And there's always been at the bottom of my question page one I wanted to ask you. You are Peter King, but your middle name is Boatswain. Where did that come from?
My middle name is Andrew.
That's not true. It's Boatswain.
What? Did you make him so mad with that he hung up?
No.
Like, my middle name is Andrew. Boop.
What happened there, Jake?
I don't know.
The phone call just dropped off.
Oh, my goodness.
Well.
On Wikipedia.
129,
Norm.
Your
name is Boatswain.
129 is on the way.
No, Normathon doesn't count. For
oh, yes, it does.
You can't believe everything you read, Norm.
And he hung up.
My middle name is Andrew, dude. Click. Oh, man, that was great. Geez.
Wow. Okay, 7:10.
Wow.
Cowboys talk.
Moving on.
He's never going to talk to the Musers again because of Norm.
We've lost Peter King forever.
Oh my God.
Forever.
All right. Wow.
So have you by chance checked Peter King's Wikipedia today?
I have not. I'm sure that people are handling this very well.
On his Wikipedia today, his name is Peter Norman Elizabeth Boatswain King.
Boatswain. I would love to know the origin of who changed it originally or why they thought Boatswain was... Apparently, it's been like that for a long time because, as Norm said, it's been on his list of notes for Peter King for a long time, apparently, and that's how he thought he was going to end that. So, Jay, do we have any... You were on the board. You have no idea what happened.
I have no idea what happened. It just dropped, and then I had a big old X on the phone, and I turned around, and I couldn't even get the phone call to hang up, so it kept doing the dial tone, and then it brought up another phone number of a 214 area code, which is not Peter King's phone number, and I was like, I couldn't figure out what was going on with the phones.
Just an alignment of the emergency brake stars with Norm dropping the Boatswain, and then... Complete system failure.
Dial tone. And then don't even brush over the fact that Peter King said, no, my middle name is Andrew. And Norm answers, no, it's Boatswain. Like he's going to tell Peter King what his middle... So much goodness there. That was just from yesterday. So let's go back in here. way back in the year. You've had a lot of Norm broadcasting from home this year. And this one was Norm getting distracted by Mare Bear in the middle of a conversation. So the conversation swings to him, and there's just nothing.
What if your home runs on gas?
And you put it in your car just to hold it?
Where else are you going to hold it?
So you can siphon it out or something? Yeah, where else are you going to put the gas?
You ever siphon gas, Donnie?
No.
Norm, I know you have.
There's no question
you
have.
When you were a hobo.
And then you washed it down with some of that beach wine that you had buried?
Uh-oh.
You made Norm mad.
Norm is not listening to us.
No, I was just distracted. Mare Bear brought me tea and asked if I was cold here in the glass office.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, even mark better. That. Mark that. Yeah, we need that. All right, let's get into it.
Well,
but
okay.
Norm's not paying attention to a conversation because tea is more important. Let's get to Brian Flores and the lawsuit that he filed against the NFL in 3 years.
So you have Norm distracted taking his tea from Mary in the glass office, and I've been lucky enough to be at Norm's palatial estate one time. He has a very nice office setup, there's no question, and it is a glass office, essentially, with windows overlooking a little lake, and it's just funny him not paying attention. Couldn't he take his tea while having his headphones on?
Yeah, it's easy to get distracted when you're working remotely.
Yeah, there's no... It happened a few times, in fact. Let's get to this one here. As this is just chaos starting the show. It's also tough whenever you have Donnie in studio and Norm from home.
Mm-hmm.
And you have these long layoffs just in the middle where you don't know if Norm is there. You don't know if he disconnected. And the show had a little bit of a rocky start here one day.
This is the Norm and D Invasion, the world's most dangerous midday show. The Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Colonel, the Rail, the Moderator, the Hitman, Mr. Love Nuggets, Mr. 1-2-3, Norm Hitzkus, broadcasting live from his home in Little Elm. Good morning, sir. And a happy good morning to you, too. Norm Hitzkus.
Norm.
He's pulling up right now.
Norm hits.
I hear noise in the background.
Norm hits us. Hello. Norm, can you hear me? We're laid back. Listen to the show.
In three,
ticket.
Two, one.
Norm hits us, broadcasting live from his home in Little Elm. Good morning, Norm.
Good morning. Good morning.
DJ, well, right on top of
so lucky.
Right on top of it. How are you today, sir?
I'm okay, Donnie.
Yeah?
I'm okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
How about you?
I'm good. I am goody goody gumdrops. We do have the April Fool's Open tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We have six golfers.
Nope.
Stop. Is that you, Donnie?
No,
DJ. That's not me.
Oh.
It's never me.
No, it isn't you.
Okay. All right. Do they know what the hell you do for a living? Hey.
They do, but they call me anyway.
Okay. All right. April Fool's Open tomorrow. Prairie Lakes
still
in Grand Prairie. It's going to be...
What, I'm turning off the phone.
Oh, no way.
Okay. I had no idea.
I can hear that. Yes, you're turning off the phone.
What a disaster.
It takes me three beeps to turn off the phone.
So you have Norm.
A lot to unpack there.
Norm,
absolutely.
Inexplicably out of breath, very clearly rushing to get back to his desk in time to start the show, which he was already late for. You have the phone ringing, which I have to assume is some genius that's listening that has his number and is trying to sabotage him even further.
David Mino.
Probably, or Monty, or some other jerk that works up here. But
yeah,
that one just tickles me of the penalty kill of Donnie right at the beginning, too, of singing along to the intro, just trying to pad a little time.
Ad-lib to Snoop Dogg.
I wish we had more time to play these back-to-back, but we have to move on here quickly. This one is too spliced together because I couldn't figure out, because you had Norm versus his dog happen a couple times, And you also have Norm versus his cat, who is trying to get into the office and is so loud that we can hear it on the air. So we've just got Norm versus his pets as the fourth candidate.
Is not Amari Cooper. And Dante Fowler, I don't think, is Randy Gregory. It's they're spinning their wheels. It's status quo again.
What do you make of this team's, I think, fairly obvious number one need in the offseason being the offensive line, and this team not addressing it so far?
I think the dog wants to answer that one.
Yes. Hang on.
Drops the headphones.
Sleeves.
What is Norm doing?
Is he on the move?
What's happening here?
No, it's Norm.
Should be very
okay.
Quick.
Yeah. No, I think I'd be surprised if you don't take a wide receiver, or excuse me, an offensive lineman in the first round.
Oh.
Given the fact they've lost Williams, they've lost Collins.
Donovan Norman Michael.
Michael Norman Donovan.
There's another one. Snowy Norman Donnie.
Michael Norman Donovan is not bad.
Michael Norman Donovan. Norman Shale Donovan.
Hang on, everyone be quiet for a second. What's happening? What's happening in the background?
There's something going on. There's nothing going on here in the background.
Yeah.
Nothing going on there, Donnie. I think it might be Norm's side of things.
What's happening back there?
The kitty cat's crying because she wants a treat.
That is a loud
bark, that
cat.
It's the truth. That's what's going on. The
so
cat's outside.
I don't know why.
In the living room, crying because she wants one of her origins.
Okay. Everyone, let's hear. Is the cat still going, Norm? Let's hear. Hang on.
No.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I like Saroy's sarcastic. Yeah, this should be quick.
This will be quick, yeah. No doubt. He'll figure this out very quickly.
Just like how Goose decided to bring the dog into the conversation.
Yeah, not
sounds
a good
like the
sign.
The dog wants to answer that one.
Not a good sign when your guest is pointing out the barking dog in the background. All right, one more to get to here quickly. We've got a classic Norm live spot fan.
13-10 the ticket.
And here's Norm. Tell you about the Diamond Factory. Yes. I was just reading a potential meathead about a Polish institute reclassifying cats as an alien invasive species.
That's not part of the last spot.
No, it isn't. It's a free introduction
for
me
like
to
it.
Talk about the Diamond Factory. You get a lot of places to buy jewelry these days. A lot of places advertise. I'm sorry, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat. There we are. Emergency break of the week.
Deep fried Norm frog.
Happening
that's
right
next.
Now. That churro milkshake got me. Back to talking jewelry. Now, why is the Diamond Factory different?
You need to make good on that.
The churro milkshake got him.
It gets all of us.
All of these
point
are
or
so
another.
Complex.
Yeah.
There are so many layers to each of these. And again, I pared down this list from about 12 Norm possibilities from the year. So we're somehow going to have to vote among the crew here. We've got Norm versus Peter King. We've got Norm distracted by Mary bringing him tea in the middle of a segment. We've got Norm chaos late getting to the show where he's out of breath and then has his phone ringing. We've got Norm versus his pets, the dog and the cat both making prominent appearances on the show this year, and Norm trying to get through a live spot whenever he's got slop mouth, churro milkshake mouth going on here. So let's start with a Jacob Dettamore in there.
You know, as great as these all are, and they are great, I've got to go with the one that encompasses like the most the essence of Norm. And that is him getting late to the headset with the added bonus of the cell phone going off. And not only that, him turning it off on the air. That one to me just encompasses Norm Ebreaks.
It's strong. The frustration of Donovan mixed in there too. Kevin Landrum.
Peter Norman Elizabeth Boatswain King.
Hard not strong. To vote for that one.
Jay King.
Give me the churro milkshake.
Oh, man. So we got one vote each. Eli.
I think this is... They're all good candidates, but even though it was just yesterday, it just such a no-brainer. The Peter Boatswain...
Peter Boatswain King.
Yeah.
That's not... And then fighting with him about his...
Yeah, no-brainer.
I think I've got to vote for that, too. So I think 3-1-1.
Yep.
I think the most recent is the most potent. Let's hear it one more time. Norm versus Peter King to kick off the Whataburger Normathon.
I'll just say one other thing.
By the way, and he's also coming off the point of a very solemn talking about Tua Tagovailoa dealing with maybe brain trauma and dealing with these concussions, and then Norm launches into that.
Do you think that Tua really, if this is a lingering problem, you know, he may have to think about stepping away for a while. But, you know, we'll see what the doctors say.
Finally, Peter, over the years, we've talked so many times. I've heard you so many times at the Musers. And there's always been at the bottom of my question page one I wanted to ask you. You are Peter King, but your middle name is Boatswain. Where did that come from?
My middle name is Andrew.
That's not true. It's Boatswain.
What? Did you make him so mad with that he hung up?
No.
Like, my middle name is Andrew. Boop.
What happened there, Jake?
I don't know.
The phone call just dropped off.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
listen, on Wikipedia,
129,
Norm. Name is Boatswain.
129 is on the way.
No, you can't. Normathon doesn't count. For
oh, yes, it does.
You can't
believe
everything you read, Norm.
And then he hung up.
Normathon doesn't count, which is just not really a thing.
That's not how this works, Norm.
Not how it works at all. Congratulations. Norm versus Peter King is going to move on to Friday's E-Break of the Year finale. We also on Friday had Matt Birmingham trying to dial Corby, which ousted...
Dan F-Bomb.
Dan F-Bomb during Picks with Friends. So, very heavy company. And we've got some ridiculous ones to review tomorrow
at
8:40 as well.
Did you also hear what Norm said about Philadelphia yesterday?
I saw somebody comment about it, and I did him a favor, and we did not bring that one back. But thank you, Jay. There were many very worthy candidates from this year. It was a banner year for Norm Hitzkus. So.
Suck Philadelphia.
Okay. We didn't need to hear. I hope Norm is not listening at home
that
right now.
Me.